Then, a scientist working on the University of Utah team, Paul Sessa, found a soft coral in the ocean off the Florida coast that contained Eleutherobin. The team sought to find out whether the corals made the chemicals themselves or whether it was produced by symbiotic organisms living inside the corals. Sessa said in a statement it did not make sense to him that the compound would only be produced by other organisms. His team knew, for example, that some soft corals do not have symbiotic organisms, and yet their bodies contain the same collection of chemicals.